Hot Springs Village Inside Out is a closer look at the greatness of Hot Springs Village, Arkansas and the surrounding areas, people, places, experiences. Hot Springs Village is one of the most beautiful places on earth. Join me, Randy Cantrell, and my co-host Dennis Simpson as we engage in weekly conversations to explore Hot Springs Village Inside Out. Today's show is brought to you by Central Arkansas's favorite radio station, KVRE. Find them on the dial at 92.9 FM. Stream them live at kvre.com. RE/MAX of Hot Springs Village. The award-winning RE/MAX of Hot Springs Village is the largest real estate office inside the village with over 30 full-time agents and support staff. Visit them to learn more about this beautiful place to solve your real estate needs. Call them today at 1-800-364-9007. Find them online at explorehsv.com. They are RE/MAX of Hot Springs Village at 1-800-364-9007 or online at explorehsv.com. Ike Eisenhower State Farm. Ike and his award-winning team have been serving the insurance needs of folks all around Hot Springs Village since 1998. Ike has qualified for State Farm's President's Club, Chairman's Circle, and Hot Springs Village Insurance Agent of the Year. Call Ike Eisenhower State Farm today at 501-984-4100. That's 501-984-4100. Find them online at IkeEisenhower.net. Call them today for all your insurance needs because, like a good neighbor, Ike Eisenhower State Farm is there.
Joined today by Miss Ellen Peterson. It is a delight to have you. We've been looking forward to this a long time.
Thank you. Thanks for working around our crazy schedule and having me on here. It's an honor.
So we didn't record yesterday because you had this thing called rehearsal. You people rehearse?
Well, that's what I had this morning. Yesterday, my husband had a video shoot for his family that me and my daughter were a part of. So we had that in the afternoon, and then we got called Sunday night, and the show was added. We do a lot of work with Johnny Morris, who owns Bass Pro Shop. So we had a show added last night, randomly in the middle of nowhere, Missouri, that we drove out hours to go do. And then today we have rehearsal and a show. So we're just cranking it out. I got my daughter down for a nap just in time for this interview. So if you hear a baby cry, just ignore.
Well, and let's talk about that, because this coming, let me hop over here real quick, this coming Friday night, we will have, you and your lovely family will be with us in Hot Springs Village, Arkansas. Now, the people in the village, has been my experience, they like a bargain. And if I'm not mistaken, it's even cheaper here than it would be in Branson. Is that correct?
That is correct.
I'm telling you, that's what we're looking for. Hang on. And I need to share this screen. There we go. There it is. If you go to hsvticketsales.com, hsvticketsales.com, you will see this wonderful, wholesome, good, sweet, loving family that likes to be each other, plus one. There's one little dobo player in here, right, as I understand it. But the tickets in Branson, if I'm not mistaken, are like $45. And then they're $35 here at Hot Springs Village. Now, this will be Friday night, the 26th at 7 p.m. at the Woodlands. So we're really looking forward. What are we going to hear when we get here, Ellen?
Yeah, so it's going to be a mix. We play American roots music, which is basically, we're a bluegrass band, but we don't play a lot of traditional bluegrass songs. So we hear all the time from people, I had no idea I liked bluegrass music until I heard the Petersons. And so we enjoy putting bluegrass instruments and on songs that people know and love. And then we also have a lot of our own original music we'll be throwing in there. And then we always have at least some gospel music in there, but mostly just songs you love with our bluegrass style, take on them, and then some of our originals.
What is it about bluegrass that's just humble? You never heard anybody be up and haughty with bluegrass. It just doesn't happen, does it?
It's true. No, and I think even the biggest stars in bluegrass will just come down and talk to you like you're a new friend they just met at a coffee shop, and they're so kind. And it's just, it's the whole community surrounding the genre is beautiful. And that's what brought us in originally. We didn't like bluegrass either. Well, some of us did, but some of us did not. But it was the atmosphere in the community that made us fall in love with the music. And here we are.
Well, and so you talk about new music and whatever, and I'm going to throw a curveball at you. We haven't even talked about, okay? Two words, the Cleverleys.
Yes, they are.
I think they're hysterical. Anyway.
Yeah, and they're, I think from Branson. I think Paul Harris used to live here. If he doesn't still, I don't know where they're actually based out of now, but they're so funny. So I've gotten to catch several of their shows when they're running through Branson.
Well, and the reason I bring it up is because it's modern songs done in a bluegrass way. And I know y'all do some of that too. And it's just, anyway, by the way, if anybody who hasn't heard you, and we'll talk with you a little bit more on a separate show if we can, but I think you have an angelic voice, literally angelic voice. And it just cuts through the air. And but your whole family is super talented this way. Tell me about the makeup and how you got here.
Yeah. So my family, it's four siblings. And then of course we have a mom and dad. And right now in the Petersons, our mom plays bass with us and our dad still works full time. So he's not a part of the group. As soon as we kind of went full time, we're like, okay, let's give it a go. He still had his full time job. So we kind of were like, all right, let's have mom on the bass and dad do a job that makes money, because that's very helpful in this world. And then Emmett joined us. He's a friend. He plays the dobro in 2018 full time, and he helped so much with our arrangements. His dobro playing is phenomenal. He is one of the best in the entire world. And then I'm the second oldest of the siblings. I have an older sister, Katie, who plays the violin, or the fiddle, as us bluegrass musicians like to call it. And then my younger brother, Matt, plays the guitar, and he's kind of our main MC. He's very funny. And then our littlest sister, Julianne, plays the mandolin, and her voice is, we all have very different styles of singing, and hers is definitely the most unique. And a lot of people really, really enjoy hearing her style of singing on the bluegrass song. So that's very fun as well.
Okay. Now let me give the 5 mile high view of these things real quick. Okay. Here's what I see, right? Mm-hmm. Nobody mentioned that you happen to have an MBA. Didn't mention that, did we? Yeah.
No.
How's that working in the whole playing the banjo thing? Is it helpful?
You know, I used it slightly. I have an undergraduate degree in chemistry. My older sister and I both graduated with chemistry degrees in college. We planned to go into the medical field. I mean, we never dreamed we'd be able to play music as a living. So we all got college degrees and other things. And then after college, I worked for a year in a breast cancer research lab with my chemistry degree. And then I was tired of driving back to Branson to do shows. So moved back home, and then decided to get my master's in business because I seem to be using business more, trying to get the bluegrass band started. And so I finished that in 2018, maybe. I can't remember when I graduated with that. And then for a while, neither of our parents were in our group, and it was just the four siblings. And then we had a bass player friend, and we would show up to these festivals and we would look so young. Like, we would show up and we look a lot younger than we actually are. So we were like college graduates able to do this, but people would be like, where are your parents? We'd like to talk to them before the show. And we're like, no, like, we're doing this. And so having the MBA and like working on contracts and booking things, just having that after my signature actually helped a little bit as we were getting started, having people to kind of take us serious. But now I never use it.
Well, I personally think it helps you every day. It's helping you right now as we talk.
Well, I think so. I hope so anyways.
So, and I need to give you some information, and you're a smart girl, but I have to fill you in on some things. Okay. The difference between a fiddle and a violin. Mm-hmm. Do you want to know? Is on a fiddle, you have to tune the strings.
That's awful. I've never heard that though. It's rare I hear a bluegrass joke I haven't heard, but that's good.
You know what? You know who told me that? A family we had that was visiting and traveling here from Idaho told me that, of all people. Oh. your brother is reportedly the most eligible bachelor in Branson, not the runner up, not the second, not the third, but apparently the most eligible bachelor in Branson, right?
That's true. He has the trophy to prove it.
Well,
I
it's
mean,
wonderful to have. You have. I'm sorry.
it's more of a joke. My husband, his family dubbed him as Branson's most eligible bachelor for many years. And it was
Until
kind
you
of like
fix that. Until
a
you
whole
fix that.
bit in their show. So at our wedding, my husband created this massive trophy. And at the reception dinner, he handed it down to my little brother and dubbed him Branson's new most eligible. So now it's a thing. So it's made
So he was
up.
the heir apparent to, and I didn't want to get into this, Ellen, I didn't want to get into this, but the word has it that those Haygoods came snooping around the Peterson family and found somebody and dragged them off. Is that what I understand?
Well, I technically went to their show and met
Really?
Michael. So yes. So I don't know about that rendition, but I am now, well, my last name is now a Haygood, so but I don't perform with the Haygoods, and Michael does not perform with the Petersons, but we love hanging out. The Haygoods are such a fun family, so very blessed to be a part of that crew.
You know, we talked about this a little bit before I hit the button, but okay, let's just get it over with. Wholesome is not what wholesome used to be, is it? No.
Well, man, it really depends on your community and who you are around. We grew up in the Air Force, moving all over, and so definitely Branson, I think it's we found our people in Branson. There's a lot of families similar to ours that just love the Lord and want to raise kids upright, not necessarily on screens all day, but playing outside and going to church on Sunday. And so it's just so refreshing. But it is getting, I think, a little more rare and hard to find when you're out there. It definitely was for us in different places that we moved to in the Air Force.
Well, I think the media wants to portray everybody as dysfunctional, and it's not that way. It's not really that way. If you see real life, you and me and our families, people we love, people we want to be with, come on, right?
Well, I mean, we also are dysfunctional in our own way, so I can't say. So we don't have our issues. The Petersons definitely are not saints, but the God is just so good. And I think the faster you recognize your faults and are able to call them out and call them out in the people that you love, the faster you get back to live in the way you want to live.
And amen. Tell me about the YouTube, and then we're going to come back to the show. Because if you come see these YouTubes, you got to come see these big people in the village. Come on. I mean, this is a rare opportunity, really. So 880,000 subscribers, Ellen. Tell me more.
Man, we're just so blessed. YouTube, we had always wanted to jump on and post videos online, and we kind of started in 2019. And then we just did not have time. We had so many shows booked, just an insane amount. And so to learn that we just did not have the capacity to learn enough songs and sit down and video them and put them online. And so we had a few. And then in 2020, all of a sudden, all of our shows got canceled, and we just had this blank slate and this opportunity to just sit every single day, play music together, and post music online. And the rest of the world had a lot of time to sit and watch music online. So we were just a perfect match for each other. And so we ended up posting a ton of content on YouTube, and it just started growing. We started a Patreon page and have gotten to meet so many people that are now dear friends through the internet, through our YouTube videos. And we have over 210 million views now. And most of the people that watch our YouTube videos do not live in the United States. So we've had so many people come to our show. Last week, we had a man from Japan come, and he spoke not a lick of English. He had what he wanted to tell us on his phone on Google Translate. And he just talked to us about how he listened to our songs on YouTube. And he came from Japan to Branson, Missouri to see our family. And we just laugh because we'll be like, well, what else are you doing? They're like, oh, well, we're coming over to the United States. We're going to New York and maybe Nashville and Branson, Missouri to see the Petersons. So the fact that these people, and I love that because I feel like if you are from another country and you want to come to the United States, you would go to New York or LA and you would get a feel for what some of the United States is. But I love that they get to come to the Midwest and get that taste, because we don't all talk and live crazy lives like they do in the big city. Just like every other country has, you know, Dublin and Ireland is not like a lot of Ireland and Madrid and Spain. You know, there's just, I love that people hear us online through YouTube, and then they get to come see us in shows and get to experience a part of American culture that they may not necessarily have sought out besides that.
So Diane and I were in Cozumel, and we rented a scooter. We mopeded to the opposite side of the island to get away from all those touristy people.
Yes.
We got to the nature reserve on the opposite side. It's fantastic. And here come a group of probably 30 or 40 Harleys, and they all pull up. And this guy just pulls up, and we're doing a selfie, and he said, "You want me to take your picture?" I said, "Well, yeah." And he's the guy who rented all these Harleys to all these tourists, right? And okay. And I said, "Well, this is amazing." I said, "You know, this is really, it's a wonderful place." He said, "Yes." He said, "Tell people back home, we are not like they think." And I said, "How's that?" And he said, "You know, if I watched the news and I saw the shootings in Chicago, I would never come to America."
Right.
It's not like that. Come to Branson, come to Hot Springs Village, find out what the real world's like. We're just the plain old everyday folk, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And I love that. And that's what we do when we travel, if we can. Sometimes the schedule doesn't allow it, but we love to go into the small communities where just the normal people live and interact with them, because that I feel like you just get such a better feel of what their culture is like through that than just the tourist traps.
Oh, I did a show the other day about how to navigate when you're traveling. And when you get somewhere, you'll know exactly what I mean. Find the sign that says evacuation route, because by federal law, that's the quickest way to get out of the tourist trap and go find some place that you want to get to, right?
Yeah, that's funny. I've never thought of the evacuation route. It's a good tip.
You should watch the show more often, Ellen. You should watch. Come on, you should be watching. Well, Ellen, it's been a delight. I want to remind everybody the Petersons will be in concert this Friday, the 26th, at the Woodlands at 7 p.m. I bet we might even get to meet some people personally. What do you think?
You will. We love, after the show, to hang out. If you have merch, we'd love to sign it. We have postcards for free that we'll just give you if you want to meet us. Take a picture. Yeah, we'd love to hang out after the show and get to meet you guys.
Well, Ellen, it's been a pleasure. I mean, and a pleasure. I wanted to do this for years. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We'll see you Thursday night, okay?
Awesome. Can't wait.
Thanks for watching and listening to Hot Springs Village Inside Out, a weekly podcast starring Hot Springs Village, Arkansas. Visit the website at hotspringsvillageinsideout.com.